Mix 94.7 KMCH. Guest of the day, part two, all about cars today. And let us turn our attention to that beautiful Ford Mustang. At least I hope it's cars. Otherwise, this whole segment's going to go off the rails quickly. Christy Inman with us on the phone this morning. Christy, how are you doing?
I am wonderful.
Good to have you on the phone with us. Now, full disclosure, when I first moved to Cedar Rapids years ago, I had a 1994 Candy Apple Red Ford Mustang GT. I loved that thing.
And, you should have kept it.
Back then, I was dumb and foolish. I didn't want to spend $120 to get the fuel fill tank fixed. Now, if I, 20-some years later, really wish that was still in the garage. But you got a few out there on the ranch, don't you? Can I call it the ranch since you got a few Mustangs running wild where you are?
Sure, you can call it what you want.
Well, tell me a little bit about Iowa Mustangs Unstable. Let's talk about a big event you guys have coming up, Veterans Mental Health Benefit coming up here soon.
Yes, it's actually on Saturday. Gates open at 10 and it gets over at 6. We have a car show. We have drag racing. We have vendor booths. We have concessions. All a bunch of stuff going on. It's fun for the whole family. It's $15 to get in the gate. It's if you want to race, you're able to race. Doesn't matter. It's open to all makes, models, car show, and the racing. You can race for $40, and that covers the track insurance.
Okay.
If you'd like to race. And then, like I said, we have a lot going on all day, and you want to be there for opening ceremony. We do really awesome opening ceremonies. We do a 21-car salute, and we recognize the veterans, and we do a lot of stuff like that.
Okay. Tell me a little bit about this 21-car salute. How does that work?
So what we do is we take 21 of our cars, and not all Mustangs. We do have some Camaros in the group this year. So we go out onto the track, 21 cars, and they rev their motors for 21 times. Obviously, we don't shoot the guns out there. We do the cars. So it's just our way of recognizing the veterans.
Well, Christy, let's take one step back. Tell me a little bit about where. So we talked about the one. Go ahead.
This is at Tri-State Raceway in Earlville.
Okay.
So very local. And we want all of you old cars, new cars, it does not matter. Come out, show your car, race your car. Just be a spectator. If you're a veteran, come out, enjoy the day. There's going to be a lot of veterans there. Enjoy the food. The track has wonderful, wonderful food out there. And we have a wonderful sponsor. Our sponsor is Rydell of Independence. They sponsored all of the trophies this year. And they also had a show and shine there earlier in the year. And all of the money from that has been donated to the event. So we want to thank them as well.
Absolutely. Christy Inman with us this morning. Iowa Mustangs Unstable. Tell me a little bit about the group and what it is you like about it. Because having been a member of a car club, I like to just walk around and lean on people's cars to make them nervous. But what is it that you like to do?
Okay, well, Iowa Mustangs Unstable is an amazing group. My husband and I joined about 2.5 years ago, I do believe. And we have made so many friends, but we call them family. Mm-hmm. This is different than a lot of the other clubs. We don't have a fee to join. You just have to own a Mustang. That's the only requirement. We go on car cruises. We go out to eat. We do things all year round. We go goofy golfing. We go laser tag. We do everything.
Isn't all golf just goofy golfing, though?
Yeah, we literally do everything. We do stuff all year round that doesn't even require the Mustangs. But we meet because we are friends and we are family. We want to stay close to each other. Mm-hmm. And we have over 3,000 members. It started here in Iowa, but we even have members in Australia. So we have members all over the United States.
Wow.
It is crazy. It is blowing up. We do a Mustang invasion in Oskaloosa every year. This year we had over 700 Mustangs there.
Yeah, is Oskaloosa even big enough for that? Because I got the girlfriend's family's from Oskaloosa. We go down
to Eddyville Raceway for that event. Yes. But it's a fun event. We do charities. We raise money for kids with cancer. Well, not really money. We do gift cards for the families with kids with cancer so that the families can be with their kids during treatments. We raise money for Camp Courageous, and then we do this event as well. So we do a lot of fun stuff. We're not out there raising hell like a lot of them. Mm-hmm. We are out there for fun and just to enjoy each other and enjoy our cars. Doesn't matter if you have a V6. It does not matter if you have a V8. It does not matter what you have. It's for the love of the car.
Now let's talk about that pride and joy. What's in the garage, taking a little rest, getting ready for the weekend?
Well, we own four. So,
oh my! You do have a stable out there.
Yes. I guess the main car, I call him the main car, is known as the Yeti. And most people around this area know who the Yeti is. And that is an 08 white 427R, Roush 427R. And then I have an 84 GT convertible. We have an 89 GT convertible, and then we have an 02 GT.
Wow. So I could show up without a car, and I could just borrow one of yours at least to go out there and take a lap, yeah. Right?
Unfortunately, I think the only one we're going to take out this year is the Yeti. I think that's the only one we're going to have out there. But everybody knows that car around pretty much around here. They've seen it somewhere.
If not, they will.
If not, they will. That's right.
Well, before we say goodbye this time, by the way, Christy's going to be back with us. I'm looking at my calendar here just to
next week.
Yep. So next week on Wednesday, because we're going to be talking about something else going on. But this weekend's event, remind everybody the when, the where, and so they can put it on their calendar.
It's at Tri-State Raceway in Earlville, Iowa, from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. And just come on out at any time. If you want to be in the car show, you need to be there before 2 o'clock. Judging goes from 2 to 4 on the car show.
Okay. Good enough. Well, Christy, thank you for your time this time. And look forward to getting a lot of folks out there at the Tri-State Raceway this weekend. You can have a lot of fun. And then we'll get together a week from now and talk about what else you got cooking.
That sounds great. Come out and raise some money for the veterans. They need some help, too.
Absolutely. We're going to pause here. We'll get a check of that weather forecast and see how the weather is going to be for the weekend right here on Mix 94.7 KMCH.